The inconsistency was that the jury had convicted DeLee of manslaughter as a hate crime, but then found him not guilty of plain old manslaughter. It was very clear to anyone looking at the verdict sheet and who sat through the trial that the jury understood that one was a more severe penalty, and that's how they wanted to punish DeLee. And so they found him not guilty on the other charge. There wasn't anything inconsistent about it. We asked the Court of Appeals, along with the state, to review the appellate division's ruling because we thought it was unjust that DeLee would be walking the streets of Syracuse after he had targeted a member of the transgender community just because of who she is. So we're very hopeful that they will reverse the appellate division and send DeLee back to prison to serve out his full 25-year sentence.